You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
E wili te leo whaitionga i le launga whaatau pou o le sui o le Kata Australia Party, Senator Fraser Anning i le Parlemene. Leana i ala fwoi ni upu whaatau wemu i tangata Mosalemi mai a whaau ngāina se fwoi tau. E ma ale ale maonga onga i tangata Utaia. Aena sāu noa le taitai o lewaenga upu whai Bob Kata. E afe pasene, luna langolongo ino manatua Senator Fraser Anning. E le ngatei lea, na whaau popo i ei malafonga Bob Kata na ia whaiti o inai le malo i le whaatanga o na ulufale mai o tangata mai atunuu e le o te mokorasi o lātou whai ngā malo.
Now you don't have to be Albert Einstein to figure out that we as a race of people, we Australians, are being buried by a mass migration program to line the pockets of the rich and powerful in Sydney. That's all this is about. Take our pay, undermine our pay and conditions. Now, who are paying the price? The people in Australia that are paying the greatest price are the Jewish people.
Le taitai o le Kata Australia Party, Bob Kata. O se tasi o wha upunga na wha o ngāina e Senator Fraser Anning i la nalaunga, na nalaunga wha ata upou, o le final solution. O se lafongale nei, e sili o na maale ale maonga onga i tangata Utaia, ona o le wha upunga le nei na wha vaia i le wha i unga le whainga malo sa awa i tila, ma le Nazi Party, e fasi o tia le whaitau miliona o tangata Utaia i le taualo na lua o le lalolangi. O se tasi na sili ona o otia ili lafonga, o le sui ala kāpeneta Josh Frydenberg, o ia e afua mai ma tua Utaia, ma onisi ona tua a, na maaliliu ili Holocaust. Aile i aloi le lafonga Bob Kata.
And Frydenberg should be ashamed of himself, absolutely ashamed of himself, and ashamed to call himself a member of his own race and his own religious persuasion, should be ashamed of himself, because his party is bringing in 20, 30, 40,000 people from the Middle East and North Africa. But they are not bringing in the persecuted minorities. They're not bringing in the Jews, the Christians and the Sikhs, the persecuted minorities. No, they're bringing in the persecutors.
No, o ina whao ngā ina Bob Kata lana vai ngā upu whai i le Kata Australia Party, o le vai ngā upu whai mō tangata Utaia.
Our party considers itself to be the Jewish representative party in the parliament and quite proud of it.
O se lafonga na matuate ena e le whaatonu o le whaala potopotonga tangata Utaia, le Executive Council of Australian Jewry, Peter Wertheim.
He doesn't speak for the Jewish community. I don't think he would purport to speak for the Jewish community. In terms of what's best for the community as a whole, well, our community has long supported policies of inclusion.
Na saunoa fo i Peter Wertheim, o lafonga a Senator Anning, ma le taitai o le Kata Australia Party, e lea o ngā mō le atunuu. E le ngata i lea, e lea o ngā i le puipuinga o tangata Utaia mai le sā waina. O nei lafonga na saunoa Peter Wertheim, e nā o nā atili ai le vevesi, ma le tau wha amatau.
It's not assisted in any way by provoking further division, disharmony, suspicion, hatred and fear. The security problems that our community faces and which Australia faces will not be assisted by discriminatory comments and comments adverting to particular groups of people on the basis of their race or religion.
Le whaatonu o le whono a tangata Utaia, le Executive Council of Australian Jewry, Peter Wertheim. E le o wha ato ese, pe ua toe wha awi i tua, la whonga Senator Fraser Anning, mai lana launga wha ata upou, lana maiden speech. Ai mai se le vaenga o lo o ia tu ua ia i tangata Mosalemi, i whainga te rurisi. Na saunua le palemia Malcolm Turnbull, o la whonga wha penei, e nā ona tūlei atili ai le maua wha ala potopotonga te rurisi.
Let's be quite clear, those who seek to demonise all Muslims on the basis of the crimes of a tiny minority are helping the terrorists.
Le palemia Malcolm Turnbull. Na whaitiu ina fo'i e se tamaita iloia o se Mosalemi, le tamaita i Ramia Abdul Sultan, ma ia saunua ua tatawisui umo le palemene ona matua wha'a iloa lo lātou te ena o manatua Senator Anning, ma le taitai o le kata Australia Party, Bob Katter.
As an Australian Muslim, I would call upon, I guess, fair-minded politicians and the majority of politicians who do believe in an undivided Australia to call out on these bigoted politicians.
Ramia Abdul Sultan. Na whaatuina e levanga upu faya le Greens, se lafo e whaatonu wai Senator Fraser Anning e whaau I tua na lafonga, pe whaasala I lalo tu lafo no tu mahu o le parlemene, e le ipasia le lafo, ma na whaitio ina ai e le taitai o le Greens, Richard Di Natale, le vai vai o le Labour, ma le Liberals.
The standard you walk past is the standard you accept, and by not censuring Anning, Labour and the Liberals have given permission for this hate speech to continue.
Le taitai o le Greens, Richard Di Natale. Aina matua maa losi whaitionga le taitai o le Labour, ma le tua ngai Bill Shorten I le launga whaataupou a Senator Fraser Anning. Ma e wina whaailoa le taitai o le One Nation, Pauline Hanson, lona te tee I le launga. Aina saunoa se tasio sui o le Senate, Darren Hinch, o se launga whaailonga lanu. E pei o Hanson, ai o aafia indi vaila au whasaina.
One of the most disgraceful, racist, homophobic, divisive, misogynist, spiteful, hateful speeches I've ever heard anywhere in 50 years in journalism. It was Pauline Hanson on steroids.
Darren Hinch, o se saunoanga whapenei, e le I masani ei le atunuu, mai le taitai o le One Nation, Pauline Hanson.
As I said, I'm appalled by Fraser Anning's speech. I have always spoken up on issues with regards to our country, and I will stand by those views that I have. We are a multiracial society, and I've always advocated you do not have to be white to be Australian.
Pauline Hanson. O se manatu muli muli mai le tamaita iloia Ramia Abdul Sultan, o se tamaita I Musalemi, po ole alau tāpua inga. Pe iei fo isau tāpua inga pe le ai. Po le a lo tupu anga, launga ngana, ni au tū ma ni au anganu o le atunu una e afua mai ai. Paule tūlanga e tasi ai, e tutusa I tātou uma I le atunu une nei, o I tātou uma o tangata anu u au se tālia.
Isolation, confusion, particularly amongst our youth. And so I guess it's always my responsibility as a parent, even to three young girls, to remind them that you are just as Australian as everyone else is. And I always hear this particular comment from various other politicians who do like to condemn, I guess, racism and discriminatory remarks in that the Australian story only does have two stories. It's either the Indigenous story or the migrant story. So you fit into either or, and they're the types of, I guess, comments and remarks that we need to start bringing out and bringing to light.
Le tamaita I loia o se tamaita I Musalemi Ramia Abdul Sultan ma o le reporti lena na tuu whaatasia e Sonia Heidemann o le SBS Newsroom.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.